Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainis daf Tezvav, the last daf here in the second parak of Maseches Tainis, and we discussed Megillas Tainis, the end of the shir, Yodan Amabez. We spoke about various practices about Megillas Tainis Lamaisa. We mentioned that Lamaskana, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that Butla Megillas Tainis, all the holidays of Megillas Tainis are no longer, except for Chanukah and Purim. And the question that the Rishonim deal with, that I mentioned quickly, is that if Chanukah and Purim are still noeg, and one of the halachas is that on the days of, let's say, Purim, where it's usur to fast and usur to have espedim, so how are we allowed to fast the day before? Because that's what we said, that everybody said, that on one of the chamer days, the day before, is also usur. So some suggest, well, maybe it was batel legabe the days before. Even when it says Chanukah and Purim weren't batel, it means it wasn't batel regarding those days themselves. But regarding the day before, maybe it was batel. But the substantive answer that's given by some of the Rishonim is that Tainis Esther is a different type of fast day. And that's why the only Isser of Yomim Kodmim is Yimei Evel. Fast days that are, so to speak, sad and mourning related. But days of Simcha, obviously there's nothing wrong with it. So Tainis Esther is a Yom Tainis Shel Simcha, a different type of fast day than all the other fast days. Again, all the other fast days besides Yom Kippur. The other fast days of the year are connected to mourning. Right? Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia and Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Mashenki Tainis Esther, it's a fulfillment of Purim. It's a day of Tefillah that we connect with Purim, and therefore it is allowed to have that the day before. Haraya, the raya is that the Gemara says that we're not makdim Yimei Peronis, as the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah. You never make tragic days earlier, and that's why fast days are never bumped up earlier. You push them later. Let's say if Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz falls out on Shabbos, if we fast on Sunday, we don't fast earlier. And yet, Tainis Esther, if Purim falls out on a Sunday, we fast on Thursday, so we're makdim it earlier. So Haraya, the fact that we're makdim earlier, it's not just because of, well, when are you going to do it? You can't push it off the next day till Purim, but it's because it is a Yom Shel Simcha. And there are other nafkaminas also relating to Tainis Esther, but that is that. The other issue also to mention, Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. And that is the Gemara that mentioned that Rabbi Yonasan, I mentioned this yesterday, but just read it inside today, Rabbi Yonasan fasted on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And that is because some Rishonim say to fast even on Rosh Hashanah, but the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Aleph in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah discusses, actually it's later on, it's not Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, it's later on, when the Shulchan Aruch discusses eating imutar lasana tafkuf tzadi zayin, here it is tafkuf tzadi zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, ochlim v'shosin usmechin. We paskin on Rosh Hashanah that we eat and drink at our merry. We even had the Yerushalmi earlier, the Torah quotes about the difference between, we have this in Rosh Hashanah, the difference between a court case of in front of the Umos HaOlam and a court case in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we go in, we wear white, and we take showers, and we get haircuts because we're confident in the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Ochlim shosin usmechim, ve'ein mesanem b'Rosh Hashanah, v'lo b'shah b'shuva, amnam lo yochlu kol sav'am, l'man lo yekelu b'roshav t'yiras Hashem al-paneim. But we don't eat our fill. We don't eat our fill on Rosh Hashanah because we want to keep in mind that it is still a day. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, the simon that I just mentioned before, that's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says that Noagim Lehisanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah doesn't argue. Right, the minhag is to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah because the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Afilu Hatinokos Besanin, Tilgos Ladavka, Ritzlomer Na'arim, Shekiel Yud Gimel, Bechulu. Good. That is the minhag, at least part of the day, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because it is fasting is not out of the question on Rosh Hashanah, but this is what we do. I think I mentioned in the past the Marshal. I didn't think I see anybody put this together, but the Marshal is quoted in the Poskim on Rosh Hashanah as saying he didn't have fish on Rosh Hashanah because he wanted to have some type of limitation. So it's the Marshal Lishitaso regarding fish, because on Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, is that kvod yom is yosem mikvod laila. If somebody has the nicer meal, the more, the fancier meal should be the Shabbos day meal than the Friday night meal. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, if you have something special. Maybe that's where chalon comes from. Not only because it tastes better when it's overnight, but because, you know, we should have something special on Shabbos day. So the Marshal says, once I was omid al das of this halacha, I stopped having fish Friday night. They only had fish Shabbos day. Right? So it's the Marshal Lashitasso in terms of his liking of fish, that he didn't have it on Rosh Hashanah, and he had it only on Shabbos day and not on Friday night. Okay. There's a lot more to talk about, but Chanukah Purim, but we continue in the next Mishnah. Ein gozrin tainas al hatzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. When we mentioned the fast days, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, you never start a cycle on a Thursday. You always start it on a Monday. We mentioned, based on Tosfos and Baba Kama, at the end of Merubah, that the fasting is always on Mondays and Thursdays, because those are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get forgiveness, and he came down with the second set of Luchos, Mondays and Thursdays. Those are Yemei Ratzon, that's when we have the longer Tachnun. But you don't start on a Thursday, because that's going to drive prices up. If you start a fast day, a cycle of fasts, all of a sudden it's a fast day on a Thursday, that's going to drive prices up. Why is it going to drive prices up? The Karban HaEidah here has 2 days. It says, number one, Kisharoan Bali Chanuyos, Shekonin Lamotsoi Chamishi, Shte Sudas Gadolos. People on Thursday, if it's a fast day on a Thursday, you're going to be in the store on Thursday, and you're going to be buying stuff for Shabbos, and you're going to be buying stuff to break your fast. So you're going to be buying out the store. So people are going to say, well, the storekeepers are going to like, what's going on here? Is there a major demand? So they're going to shoot prices up. Achas leil tainis vechal shabbos yusfurin shehib shevaravol. It must be a famine in the world. Umiyakren ashar, and they're going to make prices go up. Avo mishchilu tzanas b'sheni. If there's a fast on a Monday, they'll know by Thursday. Oh, you're buying extra because we're in a cycle of fast days. Number one. Or lishnachrina. If you start on a Thursday, even if the storekeepers know that it's because Chazal are instituting a fast, they'll say, it's a Thursday, and they're starting on a Thursday, even though Shabbos is coming soon, it must really be bad. It must be that there's really no food out there. And that's why they're going to raise prices. Either way, those are the 2 days. That's why we don't start on a Thursday. Ella, what do we do? Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos, Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, V'Shalosh Taniyos Chamishi V'Sheni V'Chamishi. Tanakhama says, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Meaning once, if you have the second group that it didn't rain yet, you can just continue after the first group, because the first group started on a Monday. That's good enough. Rabbi Yossi argues, and we pass like Rabbi Yossi. No. Kishem She'ein Harishonos B'Chamishi Kach Lo Shniyos Lo Achronos. You always start on a Monday. So you might have to skip a Thursday. But you always start on a Monday. That's how the cycle starts. Period. Shimon Barba Amar Asa Uvdukumi Rabbi Yochanan Vorik Rabbi Yosa. There was a case that came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he passed him like Rabbi Yossi. So Pashtus is, which Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi right here. Rabbi Yossi that says, you always start Monday, Thursday, Monday, instead of the Tanakhama. But some suggest that this Gemara really belongs, or sometimes the Mishnayos and the Yerushalmi aren't exactly where they're supposed to be, so to speak. So maybe this is going back on the previous Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in the previous Mishnah that had the more Chomer Shita about Megillas Tainus. There Rabbi Yossi said, on the days that you're not allowed to have a hesped, pre and post are also usur. On days that you're not allowed to fast, pre is usur. So it might be going on that Rabbi Yossi. Okay. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yossi, who was against the Stam Tanakhama in both Mishnahs. Right? Let's keep that in mind. Rabbi Yossi was against the Stam Tanakhama in our Mishnah, like the one that says Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and the previous one that said a different Shita about Megillas Tainus. Five-year Rabbi Lazar Mitztar. Rabbi Lazar, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, was very upset that his Rebbe Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Amar Shafkin Stam of Avdim Ki Yichida. In the Mishnah, there was a Stam anonymous opinion arguing with Rabbi Yossi. So shouldn't we Paskin like the Stam? Right? Halacha Kistam. So Rabbi Lazar was very upset that his Rebbe, you know, Paskin like the Das Yachid against the Stam until he found another source. Never doubt your Rebbe, Rabbi Lazar learned. Ashkech Tani La Rebbe Chia B'Shem Rebbe Meir. He found a brisa that instead of having it as an anonymous, it was like Rebbe Meir. Kad Shama the Tani La Rebbe Chia B'Shem Rebbe Meir. Once he learned that, Amar, he says, Yo, Saba, this is what, my Rebbe, my elder, you know, is appropriate. Yada Parik Garme. Right? He would know how to explain himself. Because once it's a machlokas with Rabbi Meir, then you get into the rules of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. That's if you look in Erev in Daf Mem Vav Amabez, that's where all of the rules of the Mesorah of who we paskin like, right? Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavei ro, u'k'Rabbi Yossi mechavei rov. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Right there. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. So that's it. That's ours. Right? If it's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, that's why the halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. And that is why Rabbi Yochanan paskined how he paskined. Says the Gemara. One second. Rabbi Mana, boy, kumi Rabbi Yudin. Is this true? Lo kenam Rav Chizki, Rabbi Yevo b'shem Rabbi Elazar, komakom shashana Rabbi machlokas v'chazar v'shana stam alacha gestam. If there's a machlokas quoted and there's a stam quoted, so then anonymous isn't the halacha gestam, right? If there's machlokas and then an anonymous, so then it should be halacha like the anonymous. So one second, even if ask the Gemara, even if we found a brisa that has it like Rabbi Meir's opinion, Rabbi Meir is the Tanakama's opinion. But in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote it anonymously, right? So shouldn't that be enough to say that halacha is like, if you have a machloka, it's fine. Rabbi Yossi, halacha, Rabbi Yossi. But here, there's Rabbi Meir in the Brisa, but look at our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was so same, right? So shouldn't that have power? So Amar Lei, Velo Rabbi, Dilma Chorin. What does that mean? We have a rule. If you have a machlokas v'achar kach stam in Mishnayos, that's what we would say. Oh, if Rabbi Yehuda Nasi has a machlokas, and then in the next Mishnah he wrote it as one opinion anonymously, that's showing that he postulates that opinion. But here we're trying to put together Mishnas and Brises, right? Is that allowed here? We're putting together a Mishnah where it's anonymous and the Brisa. So maybe those that's different, right? Velo Rabbi, didn't Rebbe? You think Rebbe wrote the Brisa, Domachorin, somebody else, like Rabbi Chia, somebody else wrote the Brisa. So you don't have the same rules. You don't have the same rules, in that way. See the Karbana Eda on the first, narrow line. Velo Rabbi, Dilma Dafka, Kishana Rabbi Amachlokes Vastam, Hudalacha Gestam. Domachorin, Mashain Kinkan, Deinishachrina Shana Hastam. Right, the Stam, right, Lav Dafka, that it's, you put it together. So says the Gemara 1 minute. Ma in hain. Put the hain after the in. Ma im hain da ashkach rebi masdis and machlokas. Vahadar vachazar vashana stam alach stam. It should be a kavachomer. If Rebbe has a machlokas and then Rebbe has a stam, then the halacha is the stam. So asar delo ashkach Rebbe masi machlokas. If Rebbe didn't even quote the machlokas, he didn't even quote, remember the Brisa, he didn't even quote even Rabbi Meir by name. He only has it in our Mishnah as a stam. Ela achirim shana machlokas. Rebbe shana stam, lo kol shekin shedei halacha gestam. So surely the halacha should be like the stam. And therefore, we're back to the question on, right, so how could Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, "V'asar Reb Chizkia, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Reb Shimon Bar Ba, B'Shem Reb Elazar." Well, first we support what we just said. V'achilo Achim Shana Machlokas, Rebbe Shana Stam, Malacha Gestam. Right. So we're back to the earlier question because if it should be a Kavachomer, Rebbe never even quoted that sheet in the name of Rebbe Meir. So V'lama Hu Mora Laki Yichida. So we're back to the question of, so why did Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yossi, like the Das Yachid? Answer. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yana b'shem Rav Acha Hada Da'at Amar b'shein Machlokas. When do we say the halacha is kistam? Like the halacha is like the anonymous. When there's one opinion in the source and it's anonymous, that's when you could say that. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is giving credence, giving significance to that shita and quoting it. There's no other machlokas, right? Hada Da'at Amar b'shein Machlokas Eitzel Stam. Avalem Yesh Machlokas Eitzel Stam Lo B'da Halacha Stam. But in our Mishnah, it's a machlokes between the Tanakama, anonymous, and Rabbi Yossi. That's not generally halacha gestam. Halacha gestam is that if you have a Mishnah that has one shita in there, okay, that's the anonymous shita, and that would have more authority in terms of psak. But here it's a machlokes, so you don't name the Tanakama by name. That doesn't have the status of a stam, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan could paskin like that shita, meaning like Rabbi Yossi. Period. One final line. Rabbi Yossi Rabun B'Shem Rav Acha Hadadat Omar B'Yachid Eitzel Yachid. And then now, the Pnei Moshe says, when do we say in general, the sheet of Machlokes V'Achar Kach Stam, the halacha is like a stam, when you have in the first source, you have a Yachid against a Yachid, and then the later source is anonymous. That's where you have that rule. If it's one-on-one, and then later on, only one of them is quoted. But if you have a shita, that's, you have a machlokas between the chachamim and a das yachid, and then the next mishnah is stam like the das yachid, who says that we were passing like that das yachid? Right? Just like there's authority to a stam, there's authority to halacha karabim. And therefore, who says that would always be the shita? Right? So here, you know, again, in our mishnah, you might have said that's part of the reason, right? The first shita is not quoted as a das yachid. So different, areas of psak. Keep in mind that if the other shita is really Rabbi Meir, the Gemara in Erevin, again in the Bavli, discusses why we often don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, right? He was very, very sharp, maybe even sharper than, so to speak, too sharp to have authority to paskin, because people might misunderstand, people might not be able to apply his shitas, right? The Gemara says, even though he was unbelievable, I think one of the Tanam said before that if I would, I saw a mayor's back. If I would have seen his front, then I would have been even sharper. But the Gemara there says in Erevin, Galui v'yadua. This is the lashon in Erevin here, Daf Gimel. Amar v'achar b'chanina. Galui v'yadua l'fnei Misha. Amar v'haya ha'olam. Hashem knows. She'ein b'doro sher b'meir al kamoso. There's no one like Rabbi Meir in his door. Rabbi Meir was the sharpest. Umi b'nei malo kavo alach kamoso. Why is alach not like him? Like we just said. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, Halachas Rabbi Yossi. Why? Shelo yachlu chaver of lam, but also of daito. Because he was, so to speak, too sharp. Rashi, lo yachlu lahavin be'eze dvar of nechonim, u be'eze ein dvar of nechonim. He said so many things opposite because they were so sharp. Shahaya nosin das meyusha v'hagin al ein halacha galacha. He would explain why tome, he would explain why tahar. Good mark of didius. Shu omer al tame tar va'omar lo panim al tar tame. Amar lo panim, al tar tame amar lo panim. So it was hard for the Talmidim. It was great in shir, but in terms of psak halacha, you know, it was hard for them to know exactly what Rabbi Meir was pointing to. Tana the Gemara continues, says Lo Rabbi Meir Shmo El Reb Nehorai Shmo. Really, maybe Rabbi Meir's real name was Reb Nehorai. V'lama Nikra Shmo Meir Rabbi Meir Shu Meir Einei Chachamim B'Halacha, because he lit up the eyes of the rabbis. He lit him up. He explained the Torah. And then Gemara says again, V'lon Arai Shemo. Maybe his name wasn't Arai. It's a question about the Gersos here. Ella Rabbi Nechemya Shemo. Rabbi Elzaman Arach Shemo. Why is Nehorai? Same thing. Sheman here, Eini Chachamim Behalacha. Oh, here's the line. Amr Rebbe. Rebbe also had this earlier. Hai D'machadadna Mechavroi. Rebbe Yudanasi said, you know why I'm pretty sharp? D'chazite L'Rabbi Meir Mechorei. I once saw Rabbi Meir's back. I once saw his back, and that already was enough to inspire me. Ve'ilu chazisi mikame, havi mechadad natzvei. If I saw his front, would have been even more. Dechziv v'hayo enecha ro'os hazmarecha. I think we quoted one of the achronim on this Gemara. What does it mean? Back, front? It just means how close he was to his Rebbe, right? To see your Rebbe from the front, that means he had a close connection to the Rebbe, and, you know, you got the whole Derech HaLimud from him. Learned from the back, it means I got some, but I didn't get everything that I could have gotten. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Yudal, last Mishnah here in the parak. Ein gozrin tainis barashi chadashim. We're not gozer tainis, let's say the for the fast. All of a sudden it's not raining, so we're going to start fasting on the Monday, Thursday, Monday. What if that first Monday is a Rosh Chodesh? Or that Monday is Chanukah? Right, so you don't start a fast day on one of those days. In goes in Tainus Barashi Chadashim, Bechanukah v'Purim, because all of those are days that you're not allowed to fast. Right, Chanukah and Purim are holidays midrabanan. Remember, Purim is one of the three exceptions where the Gemara says, even though there's machlokas tanoim, whether chati l'Hashem b'chati l'Hashem or kulo l'Hashem or kulo l'Hashem, right? Do you say you could choose Reb Lazar and the others are Reb Yeshua? Right, the first daf and the second parak in Beitza, and also Msachim, that the machlokas tanoim, there's two different psukim. One says Lashem, one says Lachem. So one shita says, Rabbi Elazar says, you could choose. Either spend all your day Lashem or all the day Lachem. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, chatzi chatzi. But the Gemara says, 3 days of the year, kule alma, everybody agrees that you can't spend your day just fasting and learning. You gotta eat. Bein and Lachem. Right, and that is the Purim and Shavuos and Shabbos, right? So Purim is one of them. So Purim, so and that's Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, there's an Isser Tainus also, right? The that's one of the shortest simanim of all Shulchan Aruch. Simin Tuf Yud Tes. Sometimes you have Simanim Shulchan Aruch that are 25 pages with the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tuf Yud Tes, 5 words, the whole Simon Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. That's it. It's a mitzvah to be mar. There's no chiyuv. No chiyuv. Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Once heard that the Eliyahu Hanavi says to the Jewish people at the Har Carmel, when he's trying to disprove the Nevi'ei Habaal, he says, why are you going wishy-washy back and forth? Why are you poseach al shtei ha-se'ifim? Right, literally, why are you going back to the doorways, this doorway and that doorway? I went to Rav Derech, one of the Balei Musar. Why do you Jews skip the two se'ifim? What two se'ifim? This sif in Shulchan Aruch, we don't take this so seriously, Mitzvah L'Harbos, and the other sif, also a very short simon in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchot Malav Malka. They should be Marbe and Nasud Malvaka. Both of those, there are no chiyuv, but there's an, we might call it an inyan, right? Malav Malka doesn't, the Shalosh Shudas, that's a chiyuv. Based on the word Shabbos 3 times. But Malav Malka is a lower level. Sometimes people are more makwad about Malav Malka than about Shalosh Shudas. It's not, halachically. I mean, we should eat something for Shalosh Shudas, for Malav Malka too. You know, there's no chiyuv to have mizon, to have bread, right? You can eat something to be Malav the Malka, but Shalosh Shudas, you know, as we've spoken about in the past. Okay. So, the Mishnah says, you don't start a fast on any of these days. Hischilu emapsikin. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. What happens if Bezdin already started it earlier? Right? You're already in the fasting cycle, and then all of a sudden, it's Rosh Chodesh. That's Hanukkah one of the days. Then you fast even on those days. You're not mafsik. You're not mafsik, the cycle of the fastest. What does it mean? How far? How many fasts have you done already? The Gemara is going to talk about it. Rabbi Meir, Ava Pisham, Rabbi Gamliel, in mafsikin. Rabbi Meir says, even though we do fast on those days, if it works out to be one of those, fast days. Modu Shem Ashleiman. You don't finish the fast. You fast a bunch of the day, but you don't fast the whole day. If it's Chanukah or Purim or Rosh Chodesh. V'chein b'Tisha B'Av Shechol Yos B'Erev Shabbos. The same thing with Tisha B'Av on Friday. Tisha B'Av cannot fall out on Friday, according to our calendar. But in the days of old, if it fell out on a Friday, so then also, Rabbi Gamliel says that one would not be Mashlim. You don't go into Shabbos starving. Right? That's, the only fast that can fall out on Friday nowadays is Asar B'Teves, as we know. Says the Gemara, Kama Yaschola, how many days must you have fasted already to say, oh, you've started already, so you fast even on these days, because the cycle has already started. Rabbi Ba Omar Achas, Rabbi Yossi Omar Shtayim Machlokas. V'chei Nafag Uvda Kada Rabbi Ba. There was a case that they went like Rabbi Ba, that even one fast, right, even one fast already, and now the second fast is already, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chanukah. Still, that's already considered im hischilu. Uba mekorin. What happens? Okay, it's a fast and it's Hanukkah, so you fast. What do you lay on that day? It's Hanukkah fast day. It's Rosh Chodesh fast day. So what do you lay? Meaning, what's the overriding character of the day? Right? It might be a substantive question, or it might just be, as you'll see, a lemaisa question to remind people what to do. So, b'mekal, rinser, b'yosi, amar karm, brachos uklalos. B'yosi says brachos uklalos. That's what they used to read on fast days in the days of old. We don't do that today. Today we read vayachal. But, days of old, they used to read the brachos uklalos from the end of dvarim, the end of dvarim, that brachos uklalos, amar ebilei, rebi mana, begin modatin, dehu ta'anisa, revi'in alma ehon, right? So that they know that it's a fast day, to go down on their stomachs. What does that mean? It means we do tachanun just going down on our arm. But in the days of old, sometimes the fast days, they used to go out on all, on the floor. So, maybe, says Rabbi Mana, to remind them that it's a fast day to go down on the floor, velo yadin tehita anisa, right? Don't they know already that it's a fast? What does that mean? Let's read the, Karban Eida, begin modatun. Bishvolo hodiya shayom tainis, to teach them that it's a fast day. Velo yadin dehuta anisa. Vechi lo yadin balavachi deyom tainis. Velama luhu lemeifal aapin. Right? They know already. What? You have to have the laning to remind them that it's a fast day. They already know that it's a fast day. Based on what they're fasting. You don't need this as a reminder. So, right, the assumption is that the reason that they do the laning is to remind them that it's a fast day. So is that the reason? So Amar Lei Lohodiacha Shakorin Brachos Aklalos. No, it's the flip, right? We say Tachnun on that day that it's fast Rosh Chodesh or fast Chanukah. We say Tachnun to remind them which laning to do, right? Because the laning, the appropriate laning, is the brachas and the klala. So it's the opposite. Rabbi Yudan kaput kia amar kumi Rabbi Yosa b'shem Rabbi Yudan barpazi karen b'rosh chodesh argues. He says no. You lane the Rosh Chodesh laning. Come, Rabbi Yosei, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Armalei, Atah Shamatim, and Avuch HaDemilsa. Did you hear this from your father? Armalei, Abba Lo Amar Kein, Ela Be'inye Tav. My father only said to lane the Rosh Chodesh laning in Ein Tav, which we had earlier. That's the place where they used to figure out the Rosh Chodesh. Ayidei De'inun Yadin, Di Reish Yarech Lahin Karim B'Rosh Chodesh. That's where they figured out with the Beis Din that it's Rosh Chodesh, so there they lane Rosh Chodesh. But for Shakal Makomas, Karim Brachos Aklolos. But the other places where they didn't decide where it was Rosh Chodesh, so then they would do the fast day lading. Period. Tani Tishabav Shakal Yasair of Shabbos. Same thing the Mishnah said, if Tishabav's on a Friday, also, you're not Mashlim. Says the Gemara, the Brisa says, "Oh, chalafila beitza achas v'chalafila kosechad k'dei shel yikarnes l'Shabbos meuna." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Eat something small. You don't want to go into Shabbos starving, and therefore, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, you eat something towards the end of the day." Rabbi Yosi Omer, no, misane umashlim. Yosi says, "No, mashlim. Finish the fast. Finish the fast." Machlokas Rishonim in Erevin Daf Mem Aleph. Does it mean you have to finish the fast, or you are allowed to finish the fast? Machlokas, Tosfos and the Rashba there, Misanu Mashlim, allowed or have to. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Imi, Bar Yecheskel b'shem Rav Halacha, Kimishuhu Omer, Misanu Mashlim. The Halacha is Mashlim. V'lama lo Amar Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Why did you say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, right, who says Mashlim? Is Tani Tani Umachlo Devei Chachamim? Because some flip it. Some have the Chachamim saying Misanu Mashlim. So we just want you to know what the Halacha is, not who said it. That's why he just says Misanu Mashlim. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chuna, Afilu Yachid Jagazar Alatzmo Tainas Berav Shabbos. Even a Yachid who has his own personal fast day on Friday, Misanu Mashlim, he's allowed to go the whole day. Misanu Mashlim into Shabbos. Kadad Reb Bibi, like the following story. Reb Bibi have a Yosef Kumi Reb Yosa. Reb Bibi is one sitting in front of Reb Yosa, boy, and he was fasting on a private fast day on a Friday. Boy, Melef Mine Hadin Uvda. He wanted to know what the halacha is in this case. Like, does he have to fast the whole day? Is he allowed to break his fast? Amarlei nimti baisat sifchad. So he says he was maybe sitting and learning with him. So he says, you know what? I'm going home a little bit. He says that he's trying to lead his teacher to try to tell him what he thinks halacha is. He says, I'm going home a little bit. Amarlei rum shahu. Is it already the evening? Meaning, where are you going? It's still daytime. Where are you going? Amarlei, thanks for asking. Is betaina? I'm fasting. So I'm fasting. So he was kind of waiting for him to say something. Amarlei, is gabe tormesin? I have tormesin. Remember tormesin? I don't know, peas in a pot. I got some snacks. How do you read this Gemara? So some read it. I got some snacks, and I'm not giving them to you. Because, there's one way to read the Gemara, because I think you have to be mashlim. So Amarlei, so he says, oh, I guess a mashlishim and Rabbi Yosi. I guess halacha is like a mashlim like Rabbi Yosi, meaning I don't break my fast any earlier. That's one way to read the Gemara. There are other ways. That's one way to read it. Okay, Hadjala Perak Seder Tainas Ketzad. We get into the next Perak, which starts over the same two words. Seder Tanios Ha'elu. Ha'amar B'Rabbi Rishona. This Seder Tanis that we said in the previous Perak, the whole Seder of what you do with the 337 and maybe with the special tfilos, that's only regarding rain. Regarding rain where, okay, it didn't rain, but if it starts raining now, everything could be good. So then it's not as pressurized to do something right now. So that's when you have all of this Seder. Aval, but if you have the following plagues and the following tsaris, most Rishonim say, this means these are worse. And therefore, you go to the Chomer fast days right away. Aval tzvachim shashanu, if you have plants that grew in a strange way. Masrina lemiyad, then you just start blowing shofar miyad. So there is, if you look in the Ritva, the first Ritva in this parak, the Ritva quotes a Ravid who says, Masriyan here means you don't have to fast. It's just a lesser of a tzara. So just start blowing shofar, but you don't have to fast. But the Ritva quotes six different rayas against that Ravid. He says, no, it's clear for many reasons that, no, this is the opposite. Masriyan here means fast and blow shofar, right? And these are very chomer fast days. Right, he quotes the Ravid, he says, Ein shita zu nechona etzli klal. He says, no, this is very strong. Right, shekol makom sheshninu hasra stam eino ela hasra ayin achronos. Right, you skip to the more chamor fast days. Good. V'chein v'shepasku gusham mimigeshem l'geshem rabam yam. If it rained once and then you had a 40-day break between the rains, That's bad for the crops. Because it started to grow and now it stopped. So then Masrin Aleim Mibnei Shehi Makas Batsores. That symbolizes that there's going to be a food shortage, and therefore you gotta daven very hard right now. The Ezu Miyad Shalahem. What does it mean, Miyad? What does it mean that Masrin Aleim Miyad? So does that mean that you just like start fasting every day straight for a week? No. Rav Amar Shini V'Chamishi V'Sheni. No, it just means you start the Chomer fast days, but you still always go Monday, Thursday. You don't go straight. Monday, Thursday. Shanu B'Sheni Ma'ol Asri Aleim B'Chamishi. What happens if on Monday they realize that the crops aren't growing properly? You have to wait till the following Monday to start? Or here, maybe it's already Nechshav, like a Monday, Thursday, because Monday is the first day that the Tzara happened. So do you wait till the following? So Rav Zira, Shama Lamin Ada. Well, we had this pasuk quoted a couple of weeks ago. Vayomer Eli Altira Daniel. Hashem says, Daniel, don't worry. Ki min hayom harishon asher nesata es libcha lo havinu lasanos lefnei Elokecha nishmat varecha. From the time that you decided to fast, I've heard your words. Kfar nishmat varecha. I've already heard your words, meaning once he made the decision. So the Gemara is saying, Vakan, Mikiva Shinasu Bezin, Nafshin Lasos, Kamishinasu. Once Bezin decide, you know, we're going to start a series of fast days, even if they don't start fasting yet, Hashem is Nechshavit that you're fasting. So you don't have to fast this Thursday. If the crops changed on a Monday, we continue our rules. You always start on a Monday. Monday, Thursday, Monday. So wait till the following Monday in order to start the fast. Tani, Kishem Shemasriyan Aleim B'Shar Shanim Me'a Shavua, Kach Masriyan Aleim B'Shviyas, just like your Masriya, you fast and you blow shofar during all the years of Shemitah, so do during Shemitah. What's the Chiddush? During Shemitah, you're not working the crops anyway. During Shemitah, it's Svichin, it's Asur, things that grow anyway. B'Pnei Parnassas Acherim. No. But you're still davening because of the Parnassah of others. Who are the others? Ma'o B'Pnei Parnassas Acherim, Chavraya Amri, B'Pnei Parnassas Goyim. Because of the non-Jews, they're not mitzuv in Shemitah, and therefore what does it mean the non-Jews? Look at the Pnei Moshe. Shek she'en akshamim yordin tisyakar ashar. Right, if the crops aren't growing well, then it's not going to be too much food. Prices are going to shoot up even after Shemitah. So you got to take care of things right now. So you're going to daven right now for the crops. Reb Zeira Amar b'pnei parnasas chashudim. No, because of the parnasa of those violators, those who are working the land during Shemitah illegally, still we're davening so there's some food for them. Wow, do we care about that? We daven for people who are Bale Avera, so we'll have to see who would say such a thing. Beth Hashem will pick up with this Asya next time.